More of your calls on this. And do you remember Sarah Palin?
He builds big things, things that touch the sky, big infrastructure that puts other people to work. Donald J. Trump.
Yep, Sarah Palin, she's back. She's endorsing Donald J. Trump, obviously, to be the next American president. But will her support be more of a hindrance than a help? We'll try to find out. That's coming up next. It's 2:46.
From the LBC.
Until 4 on LBC.
Imagine if Katie Hopkins organised a huge rally for Nigel Farage, and you'll be getting somewhere close to Sarah Palin organising one for Donald Trump. The former vice presidential hopeful herself, Sarah Palin, gave Trump this ringing endorsement.
He is from the private sector, not a politician. Can I get a hallelujah? So troops, hang in there because help's on the way, because he, better than anyone, isn't he known for being able to command fire? Are you ready for a commander-in-chief? As he builds things, he builds big things, things that touch the sky, big infrastructure that puts other people to work. Iowa, you say a lot. Being here tonight, supporting the right man who will allow you to make America great again. God bless you. God bless the United States of America and our next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
We're going to give him hell.
I think you just have. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joins us. Simon, oh my goodness. Is that the sound of Tina Fey jumping up and down with glee that I can hear?
Well, we were just talking about that in our newsroom. I mean, at this point, I suspect she should be sitting on her hands, because what can she possibly do to top that? I mean, can someone give me a hallelujah? Let's be clear. It's not immediately apparent how many Americans Sarah Palin speaks for, but her endorsement was wanted, not just by Donald Trump, but by other candidates vying for the presidency, including her old friend, Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. And she chose to throw her weight behind Donald Trump. And he certainly is extremely happy about that. He's campaigning right now in Iowa, Sheila. Here's what he said just a few seconds ago.
Sarah Palin came in and she was so great. She was so great yesterday and so popular and amazing, actually. And everybody wanted her endorsement. And she just saw what was happening. She said, you've got a movement. This is a movement going on. This is beyond what a normal situation is.
And about that, he's absolutely right. This is completely beyond what a normal election campaign in the United States is like. And it was notable yesterday that the Washington political website Politico, for the first time, published an article about how Donald Trump might be able to beat Hillary Clinton in the presidential election. The smart money in Washington is now preparing for the possibility that Donald Trump becomes the Republican Party's candidate.
Your gut instinct, Simon. He's not going to be president, is he?
Well, my gut instinct, Sheila, has been wrong throughout. I mean, I'm the man who told Ian Dale the day that Donald Trump got into the race that he was a circus clown and it was a complete waste of time him throwing his hat in the ring because he wasn't going to get anywhere. So that tells you how much I know. I mean, my gut instinct is no, he's not going to be president. And my gut instinct is still that it just seems inconceivable that he can be the Republican Party's presidential candidate. But I say that latter bit with considerably less confidence than I did a few weeks ago. I think things are moving somewhat in his favor here. And all the smart people around Washington who just a few weeks ago were telling me, oh, Senator Marco Rubio from Florida is going to come from behind. Well, he's leaving it pretty late to make that move.
If Tina Fey is pleased, will Hillary be pleased with this? The resurgence of Sarah Palin.
I think absolutely delighted, in the sense that, you know, that performance by Sarah Palin last night was one of the most extraordinary things that we've seen on the campaign trail in the United States, not just this year, but for several presidential election cycles. And while she speaks to members of the Tea Party, that far right grouping within the Republican Party that at times has threatened to split the Republican Party asunder, you know, she's grist for the mill as well for core Democrats who take a look at her and take a look at Donald Trump and see a possibly demagogic future ahead for the United States. And they sit down and they say, look, we're not crazy about Hillary Clinton. She's got her problems. We're not particularly passionate about her. But we at some point may have to turn out for her in order to derail this whole Donald Trump, Sarah Palin movement.
Movement being the operative word. Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. It's very entertaining, besides anything else.